Hello, Stephen Hurt.
Hello.
How are you today?
I have no complaints. What's that story?
Well, congratulations on your new CD that's out.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I know this was a labor of love for you, huh?
Yes, it really is.
Why don't you give us a little background on your ministry and just on the production of this album?
Well, I am from a place called Brandywine, Maryland, which is 25 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. I am in the music ministry, or have been in the music ministry practically all my life, and I've served under one of my mentors was the great, legendary Donald Vales, who's so very key in helping me to learn music ministry and to be a better music minister. I serve presently as the assistant minister of music at the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden in Landover, Maryland. And I'm really, 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 really excited about this season of blessings to be able to share music ministry with people all over the world. And I'm so grateful that God even entrusted me to be able to share. It's a blessing to me. I don't take it for granted. I don't take it lightly at all.
Well, praise God.
I love people. I love music ministry, and I love helping people experience the manifest presence of God.
Praise God. Well, on your recent project, A Call to Worship, matter of fact, that is on Integrity Records. Plug. what do you think was your most memorable experience?
I think working with Stephen Ford was, for me, one of the best experiences that I could have asked the Lord for.
He's a great producer.
Such endless fountain of knowledge and compassion as it relates to music ministry is I was like a kid in a candy store because I thought it was such a great honor that he would even accept the invitation to work to produce this project and for him to do it with such grace and such ease. He made it the easiest project for me that I've ever been able to do in my life. And I was just so very honored.
Praise
God. And so grateful that I could have that opportunity.
Yeah, he's a great producer.
Ooh, he's the best.
Is.
He's God's chosen brother.
Yes, he is. He is. And he really knows how to bring out the best in you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's exactly what he did. He captured the moment, and he held on to it. And I was just so grateful to God for that experience.
So what was your childhood like? I mean, growing up, did you grow up in the church in Maryland?
And I didn't go to church until I was in the fifth grade.
Okay.
And I gave the Lord my life at a meeting called Awana, which is a Workman Approved, Not Ashamed, one Thursday night. And I have been in the church ever since. There were times when I was working in ministry in the church that I decided that I would quit because I'd had enough, but the Lord didn't release me. And I serve now people all across the world, and I think it's such a great honor. I studied music all my life. I've been doing music, so I studied music at some of the finest universities and the high school. I went to performing arts school, but my greatest joy is being able to serve God's people.
Great. Well, who was your musical influences when you were coming up? Like, what kind of music? Did you always listen to Christian music, or did you kind of go on the other side to R&B?
I wanted to be Peebo Bryson and Jeffrey Osborne.
I know, that's right.
And I found out that job was taken.
Yeah. God had another place for you.
God had another place for me, bless his name.
Yeah.
And I really have always loved all kinds of music, country, western, house music, gospel, traditional, contemporary, even southern gospel. I just love good Christian music.
Good.
And I'm just so really blessed of God to be able to share. A lot of people don't realize how serious I am when I say that I really thank God for allowing me to be able to share with God's people. But I just think it's such a great privilege to be able to hear a song in your heart, in your spirit, and capture it, and then record it, try to remember what God's saying to you, and then release it into the air. I'm just excited.
Right. So others can receive it, huh?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite song on your new album?
You know, I don't know if I have a favorite song. I do love Lead Me to the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm equally as partial to Let It Rise and Undignified Praise.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, Lead Me to the Rock. Do you have a testimony behind any of the songs?
Well, most of my songs are scripture-based.
Mm-hmm.
Lead Me to the Rock comes from Psalm 61, and I actually was singing that song for about a year, Deborah, before I even knew that it was a song.
Really?
It was a little jingle God had placed in my spirit, and I was just, you know, humming it and mulling over it. And then the Lord, you know, began to speak to me really heavy on my heart. One of the brothers at the church heard me playing it and kept saying, "What is that?" I said, "Oh, it's just a little jingle." And he said, "Man, I hear God in that." And I took it, you know, at face value. And then I really began to ponder over it and listen to it closely with my heart. And so I began to sing it. I sang it to Stephen Ford when we were preparing the project. And he said, "Oh, yeah, this is God." So.
Yeah.
That song is really dear to me.
Okay. All right. So, let me see. The full project is out now, right?
Yep. It was released June 8th in stores everywhere.
Okay.
You can get it at Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Circuit City, your favorite Christian bookstore. The Lord has really been kind to us, too, Deborah. We entered the charts, Billboard chart at 22. We moved
God.
Up to 15. I don't know where we are this week, but, you know.
You're moving up the road.
On. People have been receiving it. Mm-hmm. And people have been buying it to bless their friends and their family members, and their choir directors, their worship leaders. So I'm just really grateful.
Well, great. Okay, so on a personal note, are you married? You had kids?
I'm single, and I am a godfather of two.
Praise God.
That is about as much expense as I can take right now.
Well, God is preparing you for something else, I guess, huh? Well, Stephen, it's been so nice talking to you, and I want to thank you for just sharing your blessings with myself and my listening audience. So for the last question, tell me, what can you say to the community, especially to the young people out here that are, you know, in the struggle that they have today, that will really, really uplift them, inspire them, or encourage them?
Well, I don't have a lot of things to say, but one thing I can really, really say, and I found to be true, stay close to God. He is faithful, and he is consistent, and he never fails. You stay close to him. He honors his promises. And Hebrews 6:10 says that God has not forgotten your labor of love, which you have done toward the saints and which you now do. Stay close to the Lord and find yourself somewhere serving in his church, helping people to get closer to him. And God will remember you and cause you to have a season and bring you before great men.
Well, praise God. Well, thank you again. And many, many blessings to you and your ministry and, of course, your album. I know Integrity is an excellent company, and they are definitely pushing you.
Thank you so much. I certainly appreciate both Integrity and the radio listeners and radio announcers who help make it all possible. Thank you so much.